If I told you that chances of you winning a lottery by buying a ticket are virtually zero, would you still buy a lottery ticket? Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pre-Accident Investigation Safety Moment. I am your lucky host, Lucky Todd Conklin, and it's your lucky day because this is the luckiest safety moment, the luckiest operational excellence moment we've ever had. Luck, 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 luck. I could talk about luck all day long, but that's for a different safety moment. This time, I want to talk to you about the fact that human beings have a bias towards optimism. Now, you may ask me, why would you talk about that at a safety moment? And I'll tell you the reason is because human beings have a bias towards optimism. We believe chances are pretty good that when we do something, it's not going to go wrong. And what's amazing about this bias towards optimism is that it's mostly right. Mostly things don't go wrong. But what's really important for us to think about as leaders and managers who operate high-risk operations all around the world is that this bias towards optimism often clouds things like conservative decision-making or a healthy sense of uncertainty or even mindfulness. And these are important words. You hear lots of people talk about them. The problem is that all of us want to be uncertain, and uncertain is a really good place to be. All of us want to be mindful because mindful makes the world a better place, but we have this stupid bias towards optimism. And you can't say the bias towards optimism is all bad, because if you did say it was all bad, none of us would ever get a date, right? I mean, you'd never ask anybody to go out with you because you'd be like, oh, God, no way. But you want to have this bias that says, you know, chances are pretty good I'll do this. Chances are pretty good they'll say yes. Chances are pretty good that this will happen. And so we have to balance carefully as leaders the belief we can win with the notion of being conservative about the actions we take in the process of winning whatever it is we want to win. There's not a lot we can do to change this. In fact, you're not going to fix it. I'm not even sure you want to fix it. I'm not sure it's even bad. But when you think about workers and you think about behaviors and you think about decisions, then one of the reasons none of these processes are foolproof is because we have this bias towards believing that whatever happens will be okay. And the reason we have that bias is because mostly we're okay. That's the safety moment for today. A bias towards optimism really defeats things like mindfulness. Have fun. Take care of yourself. Learn something new every single day. Do something crazy fun, because I believe you can do it and I believe we'll be okay by it. And for goodness sakes, be safe. One more thing. The reason you buy a lottery ticket is because for $2, it's okay to fantasize about what you do with $100 billion. It really buys you the chance to fantasize. Even though there's no way you're going to win, it allows you to sort of fantasize about what it would be like if you did win. Thanks. Have fun.